Chapter 4. Verse 4. It is written, man does not live on bread alone. Verse 8. Get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Verse 12. It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed. Verse 19. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Verse 20. Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Verse 23. Surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. Verse 24. I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his hometown. Verse 25. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Verse 26. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. Verse 27. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. Verse 35. Be quiet. Come out of them. Verse 43. I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent.